We're joined now by Greg Vanney. Greg, thanks for doing this. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. You're playing the Columbus Crew tonight. And what's the weather like in Columbus? Is it hot and muggy like Toronto?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's hot and muggy, and there's some projection here of maybe some thunderstorms tonight. So hopefully they don't interrupt the game in any way, but it's a possibility, I suppose.
There's a bunch of things to get to. First and foremost, the first summer transfer news is out, and Damien Perkey and the Toronto FC have come to a mutual agreement to see his contract terminated. It was essentially a designated player contract at $427,000, not cheap by any stretch of the imagination. So I imagine he might have another opportunity. Can you comment on that?
I'm not sure what his opportunities are. I think it's just a mutual thing where, Damien, it was in a position where it's best for him and his family to go back to Europe. He felt that way. And, for us, we've got some younger center backs that are coming along, and it makes sense. We're just, we work together in these situations and try to come to a conclusion that's best for both parties. And that's what's, transpired here. And as a result of that, we have created some space in our cap system to try to do something here in the summer window.
Yeah, and it looks like with Eric Zavaleta is emerging as an option there. I guess the writing was on the wall, as the saying goes, and maybe Perkey's better off going back. But, played in 38 games and was pretty intense, and one of those guys that gave you his all every time he was out there, and was a pretty good pairing with Drew Moore on the back line. So hopefully he will... hopefully he will achieve success when he goes back to Europe. Let's talk about tonight's game. You're basically at 500. We know that last year you made the playoffs for the first time, and you were disappointed in the way that it ended. This is an important game tonight against Columbus, who are at 3-7-7, significantly beneath you in the standings. But they have a pretty hot scorer in Ola Kamara. What do you think the keys to the game are tonight for TFC?
Yeah, well, first I think we've done a good job as a group. We started 9 games on the road, and we've had to dig into some real depth here over the past sort of month and a half, and managed to win the Canadian Championship, and we've been able to get a lot of guys who were sort of periphery guys in the team a lot of minutes, and they've stepped up. And we're looking forward now after this road trip, which, as you're mentioning, is Columbus and San Jose. I think we have something like 9 of 11 at home, and a vast majority of our games at home here for the final stretch. But as far as tonight, I think Columbus is, obviously they're a good team. They were in the finals last year. They haven't changed a ton. They've shifted Kamara's. One Kamara went to New England, and they've put in a new Kamara at the forward position, but he's been scoring goals since he stepped onto the field. They're a good team. They're very good with the ball. They move it well. They open you up in terms of they try to open up you defensively. So it's just important that we stay connected. We defend together as a group, which we've done well all year. And when we get the ball, we try to make them pay, because I think their weakness is more on the defending side, and we need to put pressure on them when we have the ball, and to really make their back line and their goalkeeper come up with plays. And again, we're on the road, so we need to stay connected defensively, especially this team. They have some good chemistry in the attacking half of the field.
And look, a team that as you said, was a very good team last year in Columbus, mm-hmm. and this year the record kind of speaks for itself. But if they want to have any hope of making the playoffs, they're going to have to improve in the second half of the season. And you're going to be facing a somewhat desperate team tonight, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're at home, and they've been not very good in terms of record suggests, not very good on the road. So I would imagine at this point in the season, they're feeling that every home game is vital for them. But again, they're a team that's just lacked execution. They've not necessarily played poorly. They've just lacked execution in key areas of the field. And so we have to be very aware of them, but I am sure they will have a little more urgency tonight than maybe they've had in the early part of the season. So again, up for us to be very focused and on what we're trying to do, and to find our moments to really make them pay.
It is 2:06. You're listening to Sportsnet 590 The Fan. My name is Joey Vendetta. Our guest, Toronto FC manager Greg Vanney, a frequent guest of the program. And tonight, the TFC are in Columbus to take on the Crew, who are 3-1-4 at home. And as you said, on the road, I mean, they're 0-6-3, so they're pretty bad on the road, but pretty good at home. How do you approach this game tonight as far as substitutions and rotation, given we were discussing the weather? Are you going to be approaching it any differently if it gets particularly humid and the rain does hold off, but you got that weather overhang? How are you going to manage guys' minutes?
Well, we don't have a ton of roster depth in general. We're trying to, in this middle portion of the season, we're trying to get you know, some guys through the injury bug and get them healthy. We're trying to give some guys maybe a little bit of a mid-season break to get themselves, you know, back into the swing of things. So we'll get as many guys out there as we can who can give us an opportunity to win the game. But to be honest, we don't have a boatload of selection for it. So everybody who's with us is going to play a factor in the game tonight. That's just going to be reality of it. So, but what's important to us is that the game doesn't really get opened up in this end-to-end sort of sprint from one end line to the other end line. We want to keep this game, from our perspective, defensively very tight. And when we have the ball, we want to be very, very disciplined and very responsible with the ball, so that again, it doesn't become a foot race from end to end. And if we can do that, then I think we'll be good. They're also very much a possession oriented team, so I just don't really see this game going 100 miles an hour both directions. So it'll be very tactical. It'll be very strategic, I think, over the course of it. And it'll come down to the team that makes the most plays in and around their 18-yard box that on both sides that will win the game.
How important will it be for you guys to? You said it's not going to be a track meet, but how important do you think a successful high press will be in terms of trying to generate some turnovers?
Important at the right times. Important at the right times, and I stress that a lot with the team today, because the way Columbus plays with the ball, they actually want you to come press them. They're very good at their spacing and their organization and their movement. It's one of their strengths is when they have the ball, and so it's important that when we do high press and in the moments we high press, that we are collectively going to press, that we're not going in twos and threes, but we're going as a collective unit and we're closing down the spaces behind the guys who are opposing the ball, because they are very good at opening you up, and that's actually what they want is for you to step high and not be connected as you do so. So we'll be selective in the moments that we feel like we can really press them, and then we'll in those moments that we can't, we just want to find each other and make sure that we're reducing space and making sure we're close to each other from a defensive standpoint.
Greg Vanney is our guest, TFC manager, tonight in Columbus. And Greg, before we let you go, you guys play a similar narrow style, right? Relying on fullbacks for width getting forward. Mm-hmm. You know, Justin Morrow registered the only goal in the 1-0 win over the Fire, and you've opted to go 5 at the back in Columbus. Will we see something similar tonight, or yet to be determined?
Well, everything has been determined. I wouldn't be making those decisions at this point. But, it's definitely something that we've used against them in the past. I'll make a decision tonight based on the group of players we have and the group of players where I think they can best help us get the result tonight. A little bit less given the opposition and more against the strengths, more with the strengths of the players that we have. And, so we've done a few different things this year. I think we've managed to do all of them fairly well, and I think there's some comfort level in each of them now with the group because we've gone through. So I guess it remains to be seen, but we feel like we've got a good setup for what we're going to do tonight.
I know it's a game day. We'll let you go in just a minute, but you've had some breaks and some calls go against you this year, right? Josie Altidore has been injured twice and is now just getting back. Bradley captained the U.S. at Copa America before getting hurt. Clint Irwin hurt his quad, but has been a revelation to a degree. Benoit missed some time. You know, yeah, Jovinko. How are you guys shaping? Yeah, Will Johnson. I mean, how are you guys shaping up for the rest of the season? How do you feel?
I feel great. And I know I could say that for the rest of the guys. We feel really good about where we are, given the amount of adversity we've dealt with in this first half of the season. Again, we played We started with 9 games. We played well over half of our games on the road so far this year, and we've gone through what I feel is a season's worth of injuries to really key players. So much as we can continue to progress in getting healthy, which we are moving in that direction, and get everybody back on the field and stay healthy, which is always the key. We're very, very comfortable with where we're at. We know we have things that we can still get better at and progress towards. One of the great things that this team has accomplished over this year is that we've defended really well, and we've been extremely stingy from a defensive standpoint. I think we've posted 7 shutouts this year already. I think last year, all the entire season, we had 5. And if you want to win in the playoffs and you want to try to win a championship, you have to defend well, and you have to be able to win games 1-0. And that's something we've done very well with all of our guys, whether we've had, whether we've had some of those names that you mentioned in the team or not in the team. We've always done a good job of defending well, minus a couple games here and there. But so that's something that we have to build on when we get healthy, and when we've been able to play as a healthy team this year, our record is very, very positive for us. So we have lots of things to look forward to, and we're anxious to get everybody back and really make this final push through the summer and into the fall playoffs, a good one for us and for the city, because we know this is the next step of our maturity, is to bring a playoff game home and to actually be a viable contender for the championship, which I believe we are with the personnel we have.
Yeah, and as I always say, the best environment in Toronto sports for me is a TFC game. You guys do a great job. It's a lot of fun. I love going. And before I let you go, final question. The Argos are playing tonight at BMO. You guys are on the road. Have you seen any effect from the Argos playing on your field? I know there were a lot of TFC fans that were really concerned about it. There was a lot made of it, and I've yet to hear anything since the Argos have moved there.
No. The field operations crew at BMO has been amazing. We've stated a lot. The last, probably 2 weeks ago, before we played these last 2 home matches, the field saw the most use that it's going to see the entire year. I think there was a Argos game, there was rugby, there were some other events that were on it in that period. We came back onto the field, and you couldn't tell that anyone had been on the field. They've done an amazing job of maintaining the surface, and they're more critical of it than even we are. So sometimes they point out to things in the grass that we don't even see. But usually I take most of my cues from the players. If there's something that they're complaining about, then it'll draw my attention. But I haven't seen anything, and I haven't heard anything from the players, which means they're doing an amazing job with it, and so far so good. I think as long as the weather can stay positive when the Argos are on it, or anybody else is on it, even us, then I think the field will remain in fantastic condition and hold up really well for this.